This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical on Walter Melton, last name M-E-L-T-O-N, Walter, W-A-L-T-E-R. Place was Mission Point of Flint, date seen February 23rd, 2023. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Melton is a 72-year-old black male with a severe stroke and debility, period. He came here from Genesis, period. New paragraph chief complaint, debility, history of stroke, hypertension, and low back and leg pain, period. New paragraph hospital course. He was brought into Genesis by the EMS on about February 5th due to chronic low back and leg pain, period. He was in disarray and very unkempt, period. He initially was felt to be cognitive impaired, but then he later was able to discuss benefits and risk of options, and they felt he was competent to make decisions as to where he goes, period. However, today when seen, he couldn't answer anything appropriately, period. He kept saying, I need help, period. Then he kept saying, I need Genesis, and he kept saying, I need a lot, period. He did answer some yes-no questions pertaining to the review of systems, period. While at Genesis, he had hyperkalemia, which is corrected, and he comes on Lokalma, period. His stroke is severe with complete right hemiplegia and poor mobility, period. He has hypertension, which is treated and is stable at this point in time, period. He had any headache or chest pain, period. When brought to the EMS, he was in disarray, period. He was also seen by hematology because of thrombocytosis, and it was felt that he had essential thrombocytopenia with a JAK mutation, period. He was seen by Dr. Danish, period. It's clear that he needed ECF, period. There was an issue of needing to apply for Medicaid and not being able to qualify, but I'm not clear on the nature of this now, period. In any case, he came to Mission Point yesterday, February 22nd, period. He was treated for urinary tract infection in the hospital, which appears to have cleared, period. He was felt to have acute kidney injury, which is treated with fluids, period. There's a diagnosis of diabetes mellitus, period. His sugar when he came here was 237, period. Today he did not seem to have any insight into problems, but it's not clear whether he just did not want to speak or whether he was too confused, period. To the nurse, he refuses insulin, and he just did not cooperate and want to say anything, period. There's no evidence of pain now, period. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no complaints. He denies visual problems, period. Respiratory, denies shortness of breath or cough. Cardiovascular, denies chest pain or other complaints. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea or vomiting or diarrhea. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, he had back pain when he came in, but he does not have this now, period. Skin, he has abrasions on his knees. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding, but he has a thrombocytosis noted. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, but he has diabetes mellitus. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. New paragraph. Past history is positive for diabetes mellitus type 2 with polyneuropathy, diabetes type 2 with chronic kidney disease,
Bill.
Aphasia and essential hypertension, hyperkalemia, recent urinary tract infection, new paragraph medications, Lokelma 10 milligrams daily, Miralax 30 ml twice a day, gabapentin 600 milligrams three times a day. Denimir, 38 units in the morning and at bedtime. Aspart, 18 units three times a day with meals. Norco 10-325, one every 6 hours is needed. Cymbalta 60 milligrams daily. For cyclobenzaprine 10 milligrams every night. Aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Sana 8.6 milligrams at bedtime. Robaxin 500 milligrams every 6 hours. PRN. Allergies unknown. New paragraph family history. He could not tell me any illnesses in his family today, period. New paragraph social history. He came from Genesis, period. He was unkempt, period. He could not tell me anything specific, but in the hospital he denied smoking or alcohol abuse or recreational drugs, period. He was not in ambulatory at home and using a power chair, period. He was in disarray and covered with feces when he was brought to the hospital, period. New paragraph examination. He was not distressed or acutely ill appearing, but he was debilitated, obese, reluctant to say anything. Blood pressure 119/79, temperature 97.6, pulse 92, respiratory rate 18, head and neck. Pupils equally reactive to the light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, exocular movements were intact, but they were random, and he didn't really follow commands well, period. Oral mucosa is unremarkable, dentition was poor, he was normal inspection, hearing seemed adequate. Lungs had diminished breath sounds due to poor effort, period. No wheezes or crackles were heard, period. No excessive muscle use for breathing was observed. Cardiovascular normal, as one as two, no gulp, no murmur, no significant edema. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly, period. CNS, the right facial droop, period. He is completely paralyzed on the right side and upper and lower extremities, period. He seemed aphasic because he kept repeating things such as, I need help, I need help, I need genesis, I need a lot. But he didn't say anything meaningful, period. He did answer yes, no questions appropriately. Musculoskeletal, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, no cyanosis. He has right hemiplegia with no movement of his right side, period. Skin, he has abrasions on his knees, period. There's no ominous rash elsewhere, period. It's dry in general, period. The paragraph assessment and plan. One, history of stroke with severe debility, period. He's on aspirin 81 milligrams daily, period. For spasticity, he's on Flexil 10 milligrams every night. And Robaxin 500 milligrams, two tablets every 6 hours, period. Two, he has diabetes mellitus, and he comes to us on Denimir 38 units twice a day and Aspart 18 units three times a day before meals, period. I'm totally refused insulin today, period. Sugars are being monitored and on admission. The sugar was 237, period. Hopefully he'll comply with allowing AccuTrex, period. New paragraph 3. Hypertension, period. This appears controlled at the present time. Thank you. Wait a minute. Period. He comes with amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, which I will continue, period. For neuropathy, and I'll continue gabapentin 600 milligrams 3 times a day, period. 5, he has chronic pain of his legs and back, and I'll continue Norco 10-325, 1 every 6 hours, PRN, period. New paragraph. He appears to be impaired mentally, and I will watch for any changes over the next while he's here, period. He seemed to be able to give information at Genesis, but answers almost nothing except for some yes-no questions here, period. Aphasia may be a factor, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
Hi there. Okay. I'm okay. How are you? I know.